All right, so thinking about buying a condo in Boston.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, today we're diving deep into listings and market reports, all fresh from February 11, 2025,
Oh, very fresh.
to give you the inside scoop on downtown and some of those surrounding hot areas.
Yeah, what's really interesting is we're not just looking at numbers. We're going
Right.
to decode the personality of each neighborhood.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so think Back Bay, with its grand avenues, Beacon Hill, and its charming history, then the Seaport, all sleek and modern.
Huh.
Each spot attracts a different type of buyer, for sure.
Totally. And of course, everyone's budget is different.
Oh, yeah.
We'll peek at what $1 million gets you in luxury, but also highlight some more down-to-earth options because, hey,
Right.
not everyone's looking for a penthouse with a private elevator.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, first things first, let's get a read on this market. Ford Realty, a local agency, is talking about a rise in new listings, which on the surface sounds like good news if you're the one doing the buying.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
More options usually give buyers more power.
Right.
But hold on, let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
Pending sales. And that means homes under contract but not closed yet are actually down a bit.
Interesting.
Ford Realty says this is likely due to those mortgage rates dancing around 7%.
Oof.
Now, that's a hefty rate, and it directly impacts how much condo you can actually afford.
For sure, a higher rate means a higher monthly payment.
Yeah.
Like if your budget is $500,000 and rates were at 5%, you might be looking at a nice two-bedroom,
Right.
but bump that up to 7%, and suddenly that same budget might only land you a one-bedroom.
Yeah, you're right.
Choices get tougher.
Exactly. So while more listings might seem great, it's important to remember that affordability is key.
Okay, point taken.
All right.
Let's dive into some specific neighborhoods, starting with the heart of it all, downtown Boston.
Okay, let's go.
Ford Realty is painting a picture of variety here, from jaw-dropping $15 million condos at Millennium Tower
Wow.
to more attainable units at 151 Tremont Street, listed between $575,000 and $800,000.
All right.
So quite a range.
It's fascinating how downtown caters to such a wide spectrum of buyers. And it's not just about the price tag.
Right.
We're talking lifestyle. Each building, whether it's the Ritz-Carlton, Grandview, Tremont on the Common Park side, or Millennium Place, has its own distinct vibe that draws in a specific type of resident.
Speaking of vibes, one listing for a three-bedroom at Millennium Tower boasts its own private elevator.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine no more awkward small talk with your neighbors?
That's the dream.
But seriously, that level of exclusivity really highlights the high-end lifestyle that some downtown buyers are seeking.
It definitely makes you wonder, are these buyers looking for a primary residence, a pied-à-terre, or maybe an investment opportunity?
All right.
The motivation behind the purchase can really shed light on the dynamics of downtown's condo market.
Okay, let's switch gears for a minute and compare two Boston classics, Back Bay and Beacon Hill.
Okay, two very different feels.
Yeah, Back Bay is known for those wide, elegant avenues, almost like something you'd see in Terrace.
I was just thinking that.
While Beacon Hill has more of a historic cobblestone charm.
You hit the nail on the head, and the listings really reflect that difference.
Yeah.
A Back Bay condo might brag about its Commonwealth Avenue views, playing up that grand European feel. Meanwhile, a Beacon Hill listing might highlight exposed bricks and being just steps from Charles Street,
Yeah.
emphasizing a sense of history and intimacy.
It's like stepping back in time, right?
Totally.
And here's where things get really interesting. Both Back Bay and Beacon Hill offer a surprisingly wide range of prices.
Oh, yeah.
In Back Bay, you can find a studio for as low as $159,000,
Wow.
while a luxurious penthouse will set you back a cool $8.4 million.
And Beacon Hill mirrors that diversity.
Really?
We see listings starting at a relatively affordable $384,900 for a studio and climbing all the way to $8.499 million for a spacious penthouse with breathtaking city views.
Wow, so similar.
It shows you that even within these sought-after neighborhoods, there's a potential fit for various budgets.
That's great to hear. Now, speaking of luxury and water views, let's shift our focus to the Seaport District.
Okay.
It seems like $1 million is practically the entry fee for a condo in this area.
You're not wrong. The Seaport, known for its modern architecture, upscale dining, and those incredible harbor views,
Oh, yeah.
attracts a particular kind of buyer, someone who values luxury convenience and a touch of exclusivity.
One listing that really caught my eye was a three-bedroom Seaport condo with an outdoor kitchen on a private balcony overlooking the harbor.
Ooh, very nice.
I can practically taste the lobster rolls and feel the ocean breeze.
Sounds amazing.
That kind of amenity really paints a picture of the lifestyle they're selling in this area.
Absolutely. It's all about experiencing the city in a whole new way, with an emphasis on outdoor living. And those panoramic views, and Ford Realty has a whole section dedicated to new Seaport listings for February 2025.
Oh, wow.
I've spotted some real gems in there.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What kind of gems are we talking about?
Well, there's one condo with a truly unique layout picture, a spiral staircase connecting all the living spaces.
Oh.
And another one boasts access to a rooftop dog park exclusively for residents.
All right.
Clearly, developers are getting creative to entice buyers in this competitive market.
A dog park on the roof, that's pretty swanky, but all this luxury must come with some hefty price tags, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about the initial purchase price, but things like condo association fees, which can really add up.
You're right. Those HOA fees can be significant. And while they sometimes reflect great amenities, they can also signal the potential for future increases before you commit. It's crucial to dig into the HOA's financial health request. Their budget and meeting minutes look for red flags like special assessments or deferred maintenance.
That's a great point. It's easy to get swept up in the excitement of a beautiful condo, but those practical considerations are just as important. Speaking of the financial side of things, Ford Realty keeps mentioning their 2% listing fee, which seems pretty low compared to the typical 6% that many real estate agencies charge.
It's an interesting strategy. You see, lower listing fees could motivate more people to sell, leading to a larger inventory of condos on the market. But it also raises questions about the level of service provided. Are sellers sacrificing something for that lower cost?
Right.
It's a trade-off that both sellers and buyers need to consider.
So it's not just about finding the perfect condo. It's about understanding the whole financial landscape, from mortgage rates and HOA fees to listing fees and their potential impact on the market.
For sure.
It's like a giant puzzle, isn't it? You've got all these pieces, the neighborhood, the building, the amenities, and then the financial factors.
Exactly. And it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a beautiful condo with stunning views.
Yeah.
But you have to keep those practical considerations top of mind.
Okay, so we've covered downtown Back Bay Beacon Hill and the Seaport, each with its own unique flavor and price range.
Yeah.
We've seen how high-end luxury plays out in these areas and even highlighted some options for those of us who aren't exactly swimming in gold coins.
We've definitely seen a wide spectrum of choices. What stands out to me is the diversity within each market.
Yeah.
You've got those classic brownstones on Beacon Hill, sleek high-rises in the Seaport, and everything in between. It seems like Boston's condo market really does offer something for just about everyone.
Absolutely. But let's be real. We've only scratched the surface here.
Oh, for sure.
If you're seriously thinking about buying a condo in Boston, there's a whole lot more to explore.
For sure. Digging into those condo association fees is crucial.
Yeah.
Don't just glance at the number.
Yeah.
Really analyze it.
Right.
And look at recent sales trends in specific buildings.
Okay.
That'll give you a much clearer picture of what you're actually getting for your money.
Right.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion.
Oh, I like that.
There's always more to uncover.
That's a great analogy now while we're talking about uncovering things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about something Ford Realty doesn't really address.
Okay.
The political landscape and how it could impact the Boston condo market.
Ah, yes. The political scene, that's a critical factor, especially in a city like Boston, which is known for its active political life.
Right.
Local policies, zoning regulations, even national economic trends, they can all have a ripple effect on the real estate market.
Right. For instance, if there's a push for more affordable housing in downtown Boston, wouldn't that likely lead to more development, potentially shifting prices?
Yeah.
Or what if there are concerns about rising property taxes? Could that make some investors hesitate to buy and maybe slow down the market?
Absolutely. Those are all valid points. Let's say a new zoning regulation comes into play, allowing for taller buildings downtown.
Okay.
That could trigger a surge in condo development, which might affect property values in the surrounding area.
Right.
On the flip side, if there's talk of increasing capital gains taxes, some investors might hold back, potentially leading to a cooling effect on the market.
Okay.
It's all interconnected.
So keeping an eye on the political and economic landscape is just as important as understanding the specifics of individual condos and neighborhoods.
I would say, so the real estate market is like a living, breathing thing, constantly adapting to internal and external forces.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot, different neighborhoods, price ranges, financial factors, and even the political climate.
A lot to consider.
But what does this all mean for someone who's actually looking to buy a condo in Boston right now? It feels like there's a lot to juggle. from those nitty-gritty details to the bigger picture stuff.
It definitely is. I think the key takeaway here is that staying informed is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
Keep your finger on the pulse of local news, pay attention to any policy changes, and keep an eye on those economic indicators.
Uh-huh.
Combine that with a solid understanding of your own financial situation and what you truly need in a home, and you'll be well-equipped to navigate this dynamic market.
That makes sense. It's not just about falling in love with a pretty kitchen. Okay. It's about making smart, informed choices. And I bet a good real estate agent can be super helpful in that process, right?
Absolutely.
Someone who can break down all the data and guide you through the maze.
Finding an agent you trust, someone who understands your goals and priorities, is like having a seasoned explorer by your side. They can help you make sense of it all and avoid those potential pitfalls.
Okay, great advice. So we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive. We've explored those unique Boston neighborhoods, talked about the impact of mortgage rates and HOA fees, and even touched on how the political landscape can play a role out of all of this. What would you say is the biggest takeaway for our listener?
For me, it's the reminder that real estate goes beyond just bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
It's about lifestyle. It's about finding a community that resonates with you.
Uh-huh.
Ultimately, it's about discovering a place that aligns with your values and aspirations.
Beautifully said. And here's something to ponder as you continue your Boston condo hunt. How do you think the rise of remote work and this whole trend of flexible living arrangements might shape the future of the condo market, especially in a city like Boston? Is the traditional idea of a forever home changing? And if so, what does that mean for developers, for buyers, and for the city itself? Keep those questions in mind as you explore, stay curious, and enjoy the adventure of finding your perfect Boston condo.